It is a rare pleasure to have Mr. Rick Broida on the air with us, talking gadgets. And Rick, you talk gadgets all the time on CNET and different places, both as Cheapskate, and I know phones are your specialty as well. Just quickly, cast an eye towards people going back to school, because I know this is the time, Ed, in the past you've had, you know, your kids buying, you know, computers to go back to school.
Oh, it's, yeah, back to school for college kids starting in 15 days or less than 15 days.
Anything in particular, Rick, that stands out to you in terms of brands or computers that are particularly good value?
Well, this is definitely the month to buy because at least stores like Best Buy and other big outlets tend to do their back-to-school sales right now. So they'll have a couple $100 off on particular models. They'll do bundling. I think Best Buy right now is actually doing a bundle where you can get a Microsoft Office 365 license for $50 instead of $70 a year. I mean, it's not much, but it's something. And so you can be on the lookout for stuff like that. The hot topic right now, the big category that we keep hearing about with computers is 2-in-1s. This is like, which is basically just a rebranding of convertibles. So it's a laptop that has a hinge screen that can go around a full 360 degrees. So it's a 2-in-1. It's a tablet and it's a laptop. And so these are, these used to carry a price premium. It used to be more expensive to get a machine like that. Now they're really kind of the same price as any ordinary laptop. And I think it's popular with students in particular because in addition to just typing out papers and things like that, they can switch around and use tablet mode for whatever, and they can put it in tent mode to watch movies or presentation mode. And
tent mode, I love that phrase.
Awesome. I know. It's kind of silly when you think about it.
That's kind
of
campy.
A dorm room with a tent,
But in a dorm room, it'd be nice to be able to just prop it up that way. So these are real popular right now, and I don't think, brand-wise, people always ask me, well, should I buy Dell, should I buy HP, whatever. I don't really think there's a bad choice to be made. I think, look for the specs that are most important to you. Screen size, I continue to find 13.3-inch screen to be the sweet spot in terms of usability and portability and certainly price. Anytime you get into like a 15-inch screen or larger, it's going to be heavy. It's a lot to schlep around in a backpack all day. So I think that's a good size. And, if you're looking at maybe a tablet as an alternative to a laptop, again, I think that's hard to accomplish productivity with a smaller screen like a 10-inch iPad. Something that's 13 inches, I think you'll be comfortable with. So that's my, in a nutshell, discussion of back-to-school computers.
Now, Gary? What about Chromebooks?
Chromebooks, I think, are a great option for like middle school and maybe even high school students where the requirements are not, they really don't need much more than web browsing and email and word processing. Once you get at the college level and you might need to do some more, you might need to do some CAD work, you might need to do some 3D design, you might want to start looking for Windows and some more horsepower. But yeah, Chromebooks can be a great option. Chromebooks are Google-driven, they're cloud-powered, so they're inexpensive and they have low-end specs, but you don't really need much more for something like that. It's just a keyboard and a screen.
Gary?
Rick, I'm curious about your opinion on this. For the last, I think, 7 or 8 computers now that I've either purchased or I've helped friends purchase, I've gone to Best Buy or a local provider like Micro Center or Shane's company. I don't get to out there very often because it's so far away from my house, but I found that if I buy last year's versions just as the new ones are coming out, and I can buy a typically $900 or $1,000 computer for about $500, and because it's on sale from Best Buy, I get a better deal than online. Have you found that to be the case? I know that if you shop list price, sometimes online's better, but when I shop the deals and willing to take, like you said, I don't know if there's a bad choice on brands, but willing to take the sales computer that they have on sale, and usually they have a number of them,
Yeah,
your
Gary,
opinion on something like that?
That's a great tip, actually. I definitely recommend to look for last year's models, even a model that's maybe 2 years old mm-hmm. and is discontinued or clearance, because, you know, what was powerful 2 years ago is still pretty powerful today. It's not like we've made huge leaps in processing yeah, or right. performance or anything. So, yeah, if you can find a model that is a year or two behind, and as long as it's new, I would say by all means jump at it, because, yeah, as you said, you might be able to save $300, $400, even $500 off that model and still get yourself a great machine that still has a full warranty. The one thing I always recommend for students to be on the lookout for is what kind of support options they're going to have, because if it's 11 o'clock at night or 2 in the morning and you're working on a school paper and you're having a problem, how are you going to be able to get help? And if you're buying a refurbished machine, which I often encourage people to do, unless you're a student, you just want to be able to have either a place you can call or go to or whatever to get some assistance so that you know, yeah. you don't suffer the worst.
Yeah. Rick, I know that from experience with my grandchildren, that phones are very important in this equation as well when kids go off to school. What kind of recommendations do you have for phones? Because they're almost as important as the computers. Now they are small computers.
Definitely,
right?
Yeah, it's amazing how much horsepower you can carry around in your pocket, in your backpack. So you know, there's so much happening with phones right now. We could fill an hour to talk about it. But the upshot is that you can now buy an unlocked smartphone for $100, $200, $250, and get something that is very, very capable. High resolution screen, decent processor, decent camera, yeah. as opposed to spending $600-$800 on an iPhone, on the latest Samsung or whatever. I just wrote something about this very subject for CNET, basically this notion that I traded my $800 iPhone for a $180 Android phone for a week, and I wanted to see what the experience was like of making that change. And I have to tell you something, as much as I don't love Android still, in terms of functionality and performance and capabilities, I wanted for nothing. You know, it was a fine trade. So yeah. I think students in particular, you want a big screen, yeah. you want all the features. You can get it without spending all that extra money on
that's
the premium phone.
Yeah, it's a very important point. By the way, let us have the link to that article.
Absolutely.
And we'll be sure to put that up on the on our homepage with our show notes as well. Was there a company in particular that you had a plan with that impressed you? You're like a Sprint or Verizon or AT&T or something.
Right. So once you have your inexpensive phone, you need a carrier, of course, to give you service. The one that there's two that I think are noteworthy right now. One is Cricket, which is an AT&T based provider. And they offer some great deals on plans. Like for an individual, if you set up autopay, you for $35 a month, you can get unlimited calls and texting and 4 gigabytes of high speed data.
Wow!
And it's unlimited beyond that 4 gigabytes. That's $35 a month. If you set up to if you get up to 5 lines with them, like as part of a family plan,
yeah.
it's $100. So it drops to like $20 per person for that same amount of data. It's really quite extraordinary how much you can get for that little. Meanwhile, I would check out a company called Mint Sim, and what they do is a little different, is that you prepay for 3, 6, or 12 months at a time, and by prepaying, you're actually able to get even lower rates than you could otherwise. So,
wow.
For example, like I think their 12-month plan amortizes out to something like $15 a month for, I think it's just a 2 gigabyte data plan, but they have a 5 gigabyte data plan, works out to like $20 a month. So again, there's just, if you're willing to prepay and you're able to, you can get your parents to spring for it. Instead of having to worry about a monthly payment, if you can pay in advance for a chunk of time, you can really get a lower rate.
Yep. All that graduation money that you've
accumulated. Right, right. Yeah, that's right.
Put it down there. That's interesting. Now, what kind of service do you get, like in terms of reach, with one of those smaller companies like a Cricket?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So any carrier that you're looking at, you'll want to check the coverage map.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, the big four are going to have the best coverage, but you know, Mint Sim is actually a great example of that, because if you check their coverage map, even though they're a T-Mobile provider, their coverage is not quite as extensive. Cricket's a little better, I think, about on par with AT&T. It's just a good tip to check those coverage maps. Make sure you're going to be covered wherever you're going to school and wherever you when you come home.
Excellent, excellent, excellent advice, Rick Broida. Thank you so much for being here this afternoon and helping us with that.